Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up, economist Professor Lord Mensah casts doubts over government's ability to sustain recent decline in prices of foodstuffs as he links recent developments to good rainfall and natural occurrences. Meanwhile, government statistician calls for policy interventions to check variations in recent regional inflation figures. Plus, in today's food chain, we shall explore the potentials in the coconut value chain. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Economist Professor Lord Mensah is casting doubts over government's ability to sustain recent decline in food prices. Inflation for last month showed that prices of some commodities have been declining since September this year. This is despite the fact that October inflation went up marginally to hit 22.1%. But Professor Mensah maintains that the decline in food prices is rather due to bumper harvest and not a deliberate government policy.
When it comes to food prices, I think if you trace back, I mean, within the years, you appreciate that there are seasons that you get food on the market and there are seasons that food dries up. Our economy, as we speak, has been left at the mercy of nature to dictate, the prices of food for us without any, policy interventions to sustain the food prices as, we are seeing it going down now. This shouldn't give us much hope, because when you lump essentials like housing, water, and fuel together with other, indicators, it takes about, 2/3 of the overall rate of inflation in.
Economist Professor Lord Mensah there. Meanwhile, government statistician Professor Mukobnenim has called for an examination of the variations in regional inflation.
The regional rate of inflation in the last 1 year has significantly varied, at least across three regions. About a year or so ago, we had a Western North region recording the highest rate of inflation. This moved to the Northeast region, and now we are seeing the dominance of Upper East region in the last couple of months. Again, if you look at the Upper East region, regional rate of inflation of 42.0%, alcoholic beverages, tobacco, and narcotics with a weight of 0.5 recorded a rate of inflation of 92.0%. So what that means is that it contributed the most to the rate of inflation that was recorded for the Upper East region.
Government statistician Professor Samuel Kobnenim there. A while longer on inflation matters, because financial analyst Dr. Wisdom Dugbe is predicting a hike in global inflation rate following Donald Trump's win in the United States. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Dugbe said Donald Trump's tariff proposals will impact global costs of doing business, which will increase inflation across developing countries.
A Trump victory will certainly impact the global economy. The main watch-out item for Trump's second presidency will be his trade policy. As I alluded to, when it comes to his tariff proposal, that may adversely impact, global supply chains and increase costs globally for businesses and for consumers alike. We are likely going to see trade wars, and I suspect that could even worsen inflation globally. Also, his America First approach that could lead to geopolitical tensions and strained relations with our allies, which will potentially impact, you know, global stability and economic cooperation. But as soon as that starts to cool off and we start to see the impact of some of the things that he's talking about, if he really does some of these things, inflation is going to tick back up.
Financial analyst Dr. Wisdom Dugbe. Away from inflation-related stories, Ghana has exceeded the benchmark price of crude oil lifting as targeted in the 2024 budget. This is a positive signal showing that the country has earned more than projected from crude oil production in the first half of the year. This was revealed in the semi-annual report of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee. More in this report.
The average unit price achieved by the Ghana Group for Jubilee crude during the period was over $86, higher than that of the same period in 2023, which was $78. This is higher than the government estimated benchmark price of $75.4 for 2024. Meanwhile, according to the report, there was no lifting on the TEN field to warrant a price comparison during the period under review. Ghana Group's average achieved price over the three producing fields stood at $93 per barrel in the first half of 2024, compared to $75 per barrel in the first half of 2023, representing a 22.8% increase. The Ghana Group's achieved prices on the Jubilee field were higher than the average price of Cosmos and Tallow by about $2 and $1.7 per barrel, respectively.
A Business Desk report. Weather Index Insurance, a product offered by Quality Insurance Company, QIC, that protects farmers and agriculture businesses from weather conditions such as drought and excess rainfall that can impact their yields and operations. Speaking at the launch, manager of Agric Insurance Unit at the QIC, Sarah Biumpo, assured customers of maximum payout of 100% of sum insured to affected farmers on the policy.
A weather index insurance product, and the benefits are that you don't need to do too much paperwork. As the farmers have already said, they don't like book long, they don't like too much paperwork. So you just fill one form and that's it. The other thing is that you don't need to wait for the end of the season to get your payout. As long as there is a trigger and is established, you get your payout within 10 days. So it is very easy, quick, and also it's very transparent because you can actually monitor your policy from your device. The minimum payout you can get is up to 100%.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. From smallholder farmers to large-scale producers, Ghanaians are embracing the versatile and lucrative value chain of coconut despite challenges hampering production. Today on Food Chain, my colleague Jesse Eriam Agbapo explores potentials present in the country cocoa industry and of course opportunities present for growth.
Ghana currently stands as the leading producer of coconuts in Africa and number 12 in the world with an annual production of 504,000 metric tons. Today on Food Chain, a farmer, Bwachi Yadom, shares the immense potentials present in the coconut industry.
And coconut is good for a lot of purpose. You know, for a medicinal purpose, I'm talking about the health benefits. And even the fruit, nowadays, coconut, one acre is almost 7 cedis, some 6 cedis. And one coconut can bear about from 25 to 70 fruits. In the peak season, one coconut can bear about 100 fruits. So if you have 1 acre of land, which you need about 88 trees, and you multiply, you see, it's a lot of money. So coconut is a very lucrative. Apart from cocoa, I think coconut is one of the cash crop that we have to consider.
He insists that, just like other cash crops, coconuts are largely affected by pests and diseases that retard the growth of the crop.
If you don't keep your farm sanitation well, the grass cutter.
Okay.
Yes, for that grass cutter, they will cut everything. That is one. And apart from that, we have another pest called rhino beetle. For that one, it destroys the center of the coconuts.
Okay.
So if you don't take care, for after 1-2 years going, the rhino beetles can attack the farm.
To remain a leading producer of coconut, Ghana will have to increase its production. However, some farmers believe challenges with land acquisition is preventing an increase in production.
One challenge is land. You know, nowadays, Ghana land acquisition is very, very serious. You cannot get land if the land is there, because coconut production, when you go to Asia, India, Sri Lanka, and it's a major cash crop for them. and there are a lot of benefits, there are a lot of employment. But at times, because of challenges in land acquisition, today you go and buy land, tomorrow someone will cut the land for me. So we are not getting land for the coconut production.
Director of African Coconut Group, Kweku Boateng, is optimistic the coconut industry, when given the needed attention, could generate more revenue for economic growth.
If you look at the agriculture industry, cocoa peat, which serves as a medium for greenhouse agriculture, comes from the coconut husk. This same husk can be turned by adding value to produce mats and mattresses. When it comes to charcoal, the coconut shell, it can be burned to produce charcoal, which is eco-friendly. In the mining sector, you know, I've heard about active carbon, which is used in extracting gold from the mines. It comes from coconut shell. So it is important for constant, advocacy of coconut as a cash crop to increase production so that the various value-added products can work. When we are able to do this, over 1 million people can be employed in the sector. Because currently, just at the production level, about 350,000 people, whether direct or indirect jobs, gain a source of livelihood from coconut.
Coconut production is generating employment opportunities for thousands of Ghanaians, with many young people venturing into processing and value addition. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbako.
And the full interview will be aired on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Do make a date. Time now for Entrepreneur You and Head of Corporate Banking at GCB Bank speaks on the topic, Entrepreneurs Also Fail.
In every business, like we said, it's based on probabilities. The market is not a perfect market. It's not one that will say the fact that you are producing mango juice, everybody will drink mango juice. No. Some of my friends will go for whiskey. So trust me, there are instances where but you need to gather yourself up and start up again. You can produce the juice and nobody will buy it. You will fall, but entrepreneurship and success doesn't mean that there are no failures. There will be. You do your market analysis, but you still will have to test the market. If you go too deep, if you fall, it will be too deep. You may not be able to, 3 days' time, you may not be able to resurrect. But you start gradually so that the impact doesn't really crash you off entirely.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
Tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. on Joy News Prime and on Thursdays at 1 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM. Thanks so much for doing the listening. Every day people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical and emergency unit. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Grateful serving you. I am Pius Kojobaka.